Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, fast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Curry steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Warriors plus minus is back. This is the post-Christmas, pre-New Year's edition. This is the our first of the holidays, I guess. I got Tim Kawakami. I got Nick Friedel. Who are you in? Where are you? Oh, no, that's right. You didn't go. You missed the freezing East Coast.
Outing him.
I forgot about that. Nick Friedel. I was like, you look a little warm. You look a little cozy. You don't look like you're suffering through winter on the East Coast. So you're not in Charlotte. Yeah, interesting. But, you know, Warriors heading to Charlotte, Steph reunion tomorrow morning. But was this 4 out of 5 they've won? How you feeling about where they are? The one was a pretty bad one.
Playoff drive. They're a vulnerable team that does vulnerable things, but probably in the middle of the pack, can be better than that. And the thing is, like, if they have De'Anthony Melton for the Toronto game, or if Kerr plays Pat Spencer at some point, I'm not 100% sure about that one, and they could just move the ball up court, like, two times in the fourth quarter instead of one time or whatever the hell they were doing there, they probably win that game, and, you know, and they're whatever, you know, they're 17 and 15 or whatever they are. Maybe it feels different. They're just in that zone. but you can see them a way for them to be a little bit better. I don't know if they're going to be a ton better, but you can also see a way for them to be a lot worse. They're just in that middle ground. And, a De'Anthony Melton good game with a Will Richard good game makes they can win a game, and then they don't get that, they can lose a game. They're pretty mediocre.
You know what they don't have? They don't have a guy under 30 who could just say, "This is my game, right? I
They
got this
thought they
tonight,
did. They
guys."
thought, they, or there is a player who thinks he is that, but he ain't playing right
They
now.
don't they and they that Toronto game, that was as much about energy and youth and vitality as it was anything else. It was just like, how do they compete with Scotty Barnes at the end of a game? Like, do you have the juice to do that, right? And like, they're like, Steph's trying to block out Scotty Barnes at the end of a game. Like, it's like, gee, this they just really, and when they won at 22, remember it was Jordan Poole. It was like, no, I got this game tonight. I'm dropping 30. Like, I'm punishing the defense. Like, I got the ball. The guys they have to do that are all like 37, 35. And then it's off a cliff after that. I think that's a big deal they got to solve at the deadline.
All these games look the same. And Tim, to what you were saying, I'm thinking in watching that Toronto game, if somebody comes and helps Will Richard pick up the ball late, he doesn't turn the ball over. There's another one. I watched that game and I thought, no matter what they do in these next two in Brooklyn and Charlotte, everybody will remember that game because you're on a little streak and you have the momentum and you have hold of the game in Toronto, and then boom. It's gone. And in overtime, it was just completely out of gas, but it never should have gotten to that point anyway. I think all three of us have watched the same thing so many times now. If you're a Warriors fan, it feels like Groundhog Day because every one of these games is going to go down to the wire. Every one of these games is going to be the difference between a couple plays or a couple shots, and they just don't have that extra gear to pull away from really anybody at this point. So when you're watching this team, it's got to just feel like you're hitting your head against the wall because they don't look like a group from what they have right now that's going to be that much different than what we've seen.
The odd part about this, though, the part that's so jarring to me, is they shouldn't have to pull away. The end of the Spurs weren't pulling away from people, but last 5 minutes, they were a machine, right? They knew they had all this experience, they had all these veterans, all this championship wealth, and they get to the end of the game, and everybody knows exactly what to do, to the point where if you mess up, they're gonna punish you for it. The Warriors do not have that level of sophistication, like where it's like we know exactly what we want to do, we know how we're getting there. They feel more rattled than you would think for a team with as much cachet as they have. That's the part that's a little bit like it's always a head scratching mistake or a bad rotation or something. It's like they should at least be excellent at this part, right? Like Toronto is a team, or Portland is a team that should be falling apart, like making the mistakes and kind of don't know what to do. And the Warriors should be the team that says, we've got Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, a coach who's won four championships, and a culture of winning. And somehow they're the ones that are discombobulated more than ever. It's to me, it's wild. They should be the Spurs, Tim. That's what they should be.
I guess so. But it's a new NBA, pressure
Definitely.
everywhere, right? Pressure, length, athleticism. Like, that's the game right now. Maybe it won't be in April and May and
And
June,
faster. It's
but
not like
it's like,
station.
you can't get away with four non-ball handlers. Like, maybe you could have a little bit back then. Like, it's just like they're just daring someone else to dribble who's not Steph Curry. And when Steph's not in the game, it's everybody. And five guys don't want to dribble, and it's a problem, and that's what Kerr's having to do. And again, he could have done it faster, but you got to get guys who will dribble in there, guys who will actually, like, I will go into the lane and figure out what to do and not shy away from that. I just thought the Toronto game.
Forget
was
going to the lane. Like I will possess the ball under pressure and not.
They weren't coming too close to the lane.
I will just like the get to the lane is a whole different ask at this point. At this point, is let's just be cool with the ball.
Yeah,
like, let's not panic because there's a defender here. Like that's what, like that's where we are. Like right now the pressure is about to turn up. But be cool. Like, it's all right. You could still dribble. Like, they need guys like that.
Yeah. And when you saw Kerr react to it early in the Brooklyn game, and I understood it, they got Quinton Post and Mosley out of there. They are stationary players. I've called them that. They have their unique talents. They're smart guys. They have helped them in many games, Moody, in a ton of games. But they're stationary players. They don't want the ball. They commit the, I keep saying it, I don't want the ball anymore. I'm just going to throw it away. Turnovers. They just don't want the ball under pressure. Kerr, you know, again, Brooklyn has been playing really good defense. They don't have some of the same guys that Toronto does, but you had to get Melton in there. You had to get Spencer in there. You had to get other guys in there. Like, I'll take the ball. And they're not great at it, but they're better than what Moody and Post.
They certainly aren't shying away from it.
Yeah, like, just give me the point, you know, and Melton can't play every game. But it's amazing. I keep saying Melton is like, he's the difference of the season. He kind of is right now. He and Horford are kind of the difference of the season. If they're going to have any shot at anything, it's going to be those two guys or a trade, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And I just want to say big picture, you know what blowing that Toronto game meant? They had to play Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy in the next game. Like they had to. And this is what we talk about wearing these guys out, like happened last season, even though it was really good once they got Jimmy back, they had to go and go full board. They keep talking about it. And at some point, Steph, Sammy didn't respond to it, you know, deep into the postseason. That's what they're doing here. Like, they're going to have to play like this. They're going to have to scramble. They're not going to be able to rest guys as much as they want to, or one of these guys can get hurt having to play so much. That's where they are right now, unless something changes in a dramatic way. And I think they're deep enough in the season for all us to think it's probably not going to change that much unless they make some big time trade. And I don't know if Dunleavy can make, you know, two of them in two seasons.
Tim, I think the point about them playing in Brooklyn, though, is really well taken, because when this trip started, even a couple months ago, you're looking at that game going, well, those guys aren't playing there. This will be the group night off for everybody. Everybody will take a big, deep breath, and then they'll have the Steph homecoming in Charlotte and hopefully start the new year in a good way if you're a Warriors fan. And the fact that they played in Brooklyn and they had to play as hard as they did in Brooklyn is another sign that this team just isn't made up the way everybody wanted them to be. As you guys are having the conversation, though, and we're going through all these different games, I thought – NBC Bay Area put up a hell of a stat in that Brooklyn contest, talking about all the games the Warriors had the lead late and just blew down the stretch. And what I come back to in watching them is the game that I think hurts them the most recently, the Toronto game's awful and it was really bad. But the game where the red flag should go up the most is that game in Portland when Steph hit 12 threes and they still couldn't win. Because it speaks to what you guys are saying, and that it's not just that the Warriors can't be like the Spurs and can't just command a game the way they used to. It's that these teams aren't afraid of them anymore. You've got Steph Curry running down the floor and raining down threes all over the place, and you still can't win that type of game because you don't have the other pieces that you need to fill in the gaps to shut it down. That is really troublesome. And when you keep losing games the same way and every single game is close, that's where the frustration is built to the point that it's at.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's interesting because you would think like they have the pieces to be good at that. It feels like, especially in that Brooklyn game, Jimmy just said, there was one time Paz is dribbling up and Jimmy is like, you know, obviously should be running, but he starts walking almost like, bro, give me the ball. It was just like a look, and Paz is dribbling. He's doing his thing. He's looking, and he turns around and Jimmy's sitting there looking at him and he gives him the ball. It feels like the solution is going to be a little bit more of that. Like, hey, just give Jimmy the ball, because the truth is, like, for as much as, you know, people criticize Draymond and there are like definitely things to criticize, you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't panic with the ball in his hands.
Yep.
He will throw some wild passes, right? That's his thing. He'll try to thread a needle to like Trayce Jackson-Davis for no reason, right? But he'll stand at the top, he'll hold the ball, and they just won't take it from him. But Jimmy feels like that game, they really went like, all right, we're going Jimmy. And it might lead to what Tim is saying, like eventually you're going to wear the dude down. But it feels like the only safe option now. Even when Steph is in the game, because they're going to trap Steph. He's going to try to pass through the wickets of the long arms, and it's going to be a turnover. Like, we've seen this movie. But if Jimmy has the ball and Steph is moving off that, that feels like the most secure thing they can do.
Yeah, I think Spencer is going to, you know, I don't think he's great. You know, he's not great.
Hey, we don't do Pat Spencer shade on where he's supposed to be.
I don't quite know. I'm just saying that because I don't quite know why he dropped out of the rotation there quickly after playing so well on that previous road trip. You know, they got a minutes crunch. I get he can't play everybody, but they just need ball handlers. They need, you know, especially in games where Melton doesn't play, which is going to be one side of every back-to-back. You just need someone who will go, I'm going to dribble it now, and I will get the defense that has to move to me, so that's going to leave someone else open. And that is what they did not have in Toronto. It was unbelievable how many possessions where they just didn't have anybody who wanted to dribble the ball. I mean, GP, I give him credit. He's like, okay, I'll take it up. He can't take it up every. There's no way he can't. And he got
it's the after you take it up part. He needs to give it to somebody.
Yeah, but that's the Toronto's just flying all over that too. So, you know. And it's again, I keep going to this. It's Moody, it's Post, it's Pajemski. These are super important players to this team, but they're not a part of the equation when there's pressure. And the NBA is a pressure league now. It just is. And they're doing some pressure. And actually, their pressure is not too bad. Like Stackhouse has got them trapping. TJD actually is a very good trapper. They got some other guys who can hound the ball. Buddy actually is not a bad trapper. Will Richard's a good trapper. But what did they say about pressing teams? You pressing teams? Like they didn't have guys who can do that and they can't dribble. And man, do they need some of that. And again, whether that's going to be a trade at this point, like, I don't know, we can get into this. Like, don't they have to trade Kuminga now on January 15 or very soon after that? He's just sitting there. The whole game's going on. Everyone else is talking, and there's just JK just sitting there in his, in his sweatsuit because he ain't going to
It
play.
feels intentional now, right? Like, let's
Yeah.
not
Oh, it's
play him.
Steve Kerr's like, I'm going to play him. Right. He was out of rotation. He's working hard practice. I'm going to play him. He plays him for one game, and he's back out again. He's just not going to be here. So, well, I don't, obviously it depends on the deal, but like they just need another player. I've said, we've all said this for a while. They need another player. It is not even a doubt, and it's not going to be Jonathan Kuminga. Can he get them some other player? What version of it, we don't know. But it is bizarre just to be seeing it. He's not coming in. They're going to go to Gui Santos. They're going to go to Will Richard. They're going to go to whoever
It's a
else.
whole active athletic body. It's just like, yeah,
Yeah, he's just
we're
sitting
not
there.
using
He's just sitting there. And again, I don't think he's causing a stink. I don't think he's got negative energy. He's just null and void. He's just not going to play. And that is part of the weirdness of the season. Just part of it is one thing.
them. Tim, part of it is they need another player for Kuminga, but they need another player that Kerr can trust.
Yep.
And I think tying together Marcus, the point about Jimmy is right on, because when you listen to Kerr all season, we've all been in those press conferences. There's nobody that Steve Kerr trusts more with the ball as far as calming down the situation when things are going a little haywire than Jimmy. He's telling all these guys, get the ball to Jimmy. Jimmy will get to the line. Jimmy will create his own shot. Jimmy will create a play for somebody else. Jimmy will do what we need, especially when Steph is off the floor. So I think the key is involving him even more, getting him even more engaged. But I think we all agree, and this ties back into Kuminga, if you have a $25 million slot sitting on the bench, not providing you anything, you've got to get something back in return. But this goes back to the issue that the Warriors have had all season long. There is such a finite amount of players that Steve Kerr trusts in these moments and trusts in general night to night to play consistently. And if they can get somebody in there that can do anything, that's better than what they've got right now.
All right. Speaking of Jimmy, let's play this clip from Jimmy at the game that validates Marcus Thompson as much as anything else in this world.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game's over. Time to check my fantasy scores.
You using a VPN?
Why?
Because using public Wi-Fi without a VPN is like leaving your wallet open on the table.
Oh, time to up my defense.
McAfee Secure VPN keeps your personal information private and is included in all McAfee plans starting at just $39.99 for your first year. Sign up at McAfee.com/online protection.
Butler against Wolf. Spencer vacates the area. Butler makes his move. Fend off. And he puts it in. Plus one.
He's screaming, white boy. I told you. I told you.
Marcus sent me that last night. He was so excited by that. He was sending.
I told you. Nothing lights Jimmy up like
putting Joe Wolf on. What was his name?
He was so mad. He's like, Jimmy's like, how could you not give me the ball when this guy's on me? This dude is Larry Bird, right?
Yeah. Well, didn't Larry Bird used to say that?
Larry Bird is like, you better not put your white guy. You better put the best black guy on me. Don't you offend me by putting this white guy on me?
Now, all back line at one time it was Kelly Trepuka, Bill Laimbeer, Kim Benson, three white dudes. So Larry used to always call me Cheesy, right? He's like, Cheesy, who guard me? And I was like, you know, I got Kelly. I got Lamb, I got Benson. He's like, you ain't got no brothers? he's like, you.
Disrespecting me.
That's what he said.
Straight up.
That's exactly what he said. He said, hey man, you can't put no white dude on me. That is straight disrespect. Right? He said, don't put no white dude on me.
Jimmy is Larry Bird. He's like, don't you dare. He's screaming at the Warriors bitch. Like, if he's on me, you better give me the ball because I'm going. Like, I haven't seen it that blatant in a while. I've noticed this the entire season. The fact that he said it out loud is crazy, Tim.
Well, you know who used to really do that? Baron Davis.
BD?
Oh, my God. I mean,
especially like a white point guard in front of him.
Oh, my God. It was just, I'm going to destroy this guy. But, it's the NBA.
They have to figure out another way to say it besides white boy. What he really means is a slower player.
Yeah. Lousy defensive.
An athletically compromised player. Jimmy is hunting for the matchup, right? You know, the code for that. But it's it's some non-white boys who you can attack.
Oh, no question. No question.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Like, yeah. Did I say that to you, Nick?
MT was texting out stuff. Like, I don't know what my reply to this one is.
I felt vindicated. I felt like I knew what I saw. Like, this was crazy. He just lit up. Poor Wolf. I did do an interview with D'Anthony Melton, which will be at the end of this pod. I'll add it on. But we've talked about Melton. We've talked about him coming for a while and how big that was. Like, I mean, it's not even 10 games and it's clear. Like, this guy, like, that game ended and Melton was on the floor.
He's got to close. He's got to close.
Has there been a better guy to come into this? Like, obviously not a core guy. Iguodala was like the most perfect guy to come in here. But just like a non-core guy to come in and be such a perfect fit for this team to where they can't keep him off the floor.
They sure haven't had a guard like that. There has not been a guard that you can just roll into this and go, he's closing. Like, just the long rebounds that he's getting, the steals. Now, he's not shooting well. You imagine that's going to come back to what his career average.
You are being kind.
Yeah, not well. But he's still taking them. I don't want to give him credit. He's like still taking them. But he just gets in. You know what I love, right? Get in a lane, do something with it. Don't get in the lane and go, I don't want the ball anymore. I have to throw it. And the entire defense knows they're going to do it. And he can defend up. He can defend some quicker guys. This is 1,000% what they need. Again, we all do this. I'm looking at the Nets, and this is a terrible team. They got like 7 players who could play for the Warriors in rotation, right? And there's no question. All those rookie guards. I mean, who's all these guys? They all could play for the Warriors. Traore, he could play for the Warriors. Deenan, whatever, like, he could play for the Warriors. They don't have those guys. They have some decent players. They don't have that depth where they can just roll these guys at you. D'Anthony Melton's the one guy they've got coming off the bench who they can roll at you. Like, it changes the dynamic of the game, the energy of the game. Pod sort of, but in a different way. That's everything for the Warriors right now. It's a lifeblood because we know what they're going to get from Steph and Jimmy. Now, Draymond, we can talk about later. I definitely think Kerr's going to limit his minutes. He's not going to, I think he played 26 last night. That might be max. I don't think he's guaranteed for 35, 38, unless he's got a really important defensive matchup. He just kills him too much offensively. And he doesn't turn it over. I mean, he does turn it over. He doesn't do the panic turnover. He does do the turnover.
It's the passing.
Well, it's because he doesn't shoot from anywhere except for 3-point now. And
I don't know. He's been attacking lately. I feel like somebody's told
numbers,
him that.
Well, yeah, the
no,
numbers.
I mean, like, no, lately. He's been driving lately. Yeah. He's been taking it. I think somebody's telling him.
Yeah, he's got to. His percentage of shots taken in the paint is disturbingly low for a power forward. It's like disturbingly low. And he doesn't make them any either. If he does that, then he can play more. If he doesn't do that, he screws up the offense. And what he's doing is he's screwing up Steph's minutes because he's tied to Steph, as they should. They've been great together. They're like, at least a couple games ago, they were like minus 20 net rating together in the month of December. Like, that's killer. Like, the one thing you can't do is kill Steph's minutes. And it has been not good. Maybe it's been better a little bit recently, but I think that those minutes are going to go down. Jimmy's going to play a lot of power forward. It's basically, he already does. He's going to play power forward. He might play like the most power forward minutes on this team. It just makes more sense for them offensively if they can hang in their rebounding, if they can hang in there defensively. And then Draymond always can be out there, for the big defensive matchup and probably to close games. You always need him for that. But I just don't think that's going to be a 33-minute guy anymore. And he kind of hasn't been the last few years and definitely hasn't.
He don't really play that much, though.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think the minutes are going to be 26. That's what they're going to be.
But like his last, 1, 2, 3, 4 games, he's got 14 free throws. Like, he doesn't get to the line ever. But somebody's telling him, you got to eat up that space and get or turn the corner on your guy. Like, he just has to do it. And the wild part is, I don't think he's as horrible at it as he seems to think he is. Yep. I feel like he can do it more than he actually does. Like, he should probably get the white boy complex. He should be up there. Like, if I see a slow white guy in front of me, I'm gone.
Well, he just passes. He can get in there. He just passes out of it every time. And the defense knows that. And you pass out it every time against teams like Toronto and Brooklyn. Got those long guys. They're going to just take it from you every single time. And you're, and yes, the magical passes to TJD when he's running 18 feet from the basket is probably not the best pass in the whole world. And they do love those. They love those.
There are two things that I'd add in context here, guys. First of all, with Melton, going back to that, a couple of weeks ago in practice, we walk in there and Steve Kerr is asked, what lineups do you like Melton with the most? What combinations? And he looks at the five or six of us who were there, and he was like, every single one. He's like, I like every matchup that Melton provides for us in every group. And I'm not kidding. I mean, and he was dead serious. It's another one of those guys that he really, really trusts in whatever moment that he can plug in. And while I don't think he's close to Andre as far as exactly what they can provide, I think he fills a similar void for the group in that he's a high IQ player who knows where to be in all kinds of different spots, and he gives the coaching staff confidence when he's out there. As far as Draymond, I mean, you guys have covered him the whole way. I think the key is in the last few games, it looks like he had lost a little bit of a confidence offensively. And Marcus, I think the point that you made in getting him into the lane a little bit more with all the space that everybody is fading off of him is really key, because if you're trying to force the action a little bit, you're going to create space for others. That was not the case these last few weeks after he got back off that lingering foot issue. It has been a little bit more lately, but for somebody who is so important to everything they do, I think the confidence offensively has been built up a little bit more in recent games here.
All right, TK, I got a little pop quiz for you.
All right, he loves the corner three percentage again or something?
No. Since 2020, you know, the bad season, 15 to 50. Since then, after that season, there have been eight guys to score 30 for the Warriors. Can you name them?
Well, Steph Curry.
That's one.
Jimmy Butler.
Two.
Jordan Poole.
Three.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Four.
Brandon Pajemski?
Nope.
Oh, four. Let me think here. Kevin Durant.
No, he wasn't on.
Oh, no, season. You're saying after that season. Okay. Trying to think.
Two of them you're not getting.
About, 22. Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins.
That's
five.
So how would you say, seven?
I think I said eight, right?
Klay Thompson.
Six. Two more.
Eric Pascal.
No, shockingly, right?
Yeah.
No, he didn't play. That was a 15-50 year. Okay. I'm throwing that out. Because otherwise, Sky Bowman did it.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Michael Mulder.
Yeah. Smiley G might have had one of that.
Yeah, he did.
But I'll give you a hint. One of them was from this year.
Let me think here. This year, I don't think Post ever has had 30.
No. Close, though. You mentioned him already with Post.
With Post. Oh, Moses?
Moses.
Yeah,
Moses
okay, because he's hit like seven threes, yeah.
Moses got 30 in November. He hit like eight threes that game.
And there's one more? I'm not going to get
You're
it.
You're not getting it. Yep. Want to take
Brittle. A crack?
I know what the answer is here, because I remember seeing the number off the box score that night and going, oh, okay. That would be the young Gator himself, Will Richard.
Oh, my, that's right.
It was in Sacramento.
Rich. Yep. Those threes, man. Guys who can shoot the threes can pop that 30 in sometimes. You just never know. So, that's another guy. Kerr went away from him for a little while. Again, that's Steve Kerr. He's figuring it out. Not bashing him. I'm just saying.
Oh, there's nine. I missed one.
No, okay. See?
I missed one. See? Nine. You know who the other one is? You weren't getting this one.
No.
Kelly Oubre Jr.
Oh, well, I should have got that.
Allow me to show you, sir.
Kelly Oubre Jr.
He could have kept doing it. If he could have kept doing it. If Steph would have gotten out of his way.
Moved out of the way. Yeah, it's amazing how many guys don't. They just don't have other guys who can score 30. I mean, with Steph sucking the life out of it, I get it. But it's hard to do it with Steph. But it felt like it was just more frequent before. But Jordan Poole had a lot. Klay had a lot.
Didn't Draymond have 33 in the finals, that game 7?
Yeah, 32. Jeez. 32 in the game 7 in the finals.
Yep.
If they got a decent game from Steph or Klay, they probably win that championship. Yep. Yeah, because he was that good.
Yep.
He was that good. All right, the Warriors get Charlotte, and then it's the Thunder. The vulnerable, leaking Thunder. This is going to be interesting because it feels like they believe they can beat the Thunder, which is kind of weird, right? But I don't know if they have any legs after this road trip, because you know what they say, Nick Friedell, the first game after a road trip is like a road. I'm sorry, that's Bob Fitzgerald. I can't do that. I'm sorry. My fault. That's my bad. But we got D'Anthony Melton coming. I got a chance to talk to him after the Christmas Day game. He has some really interesting insights about coming back from his injury and about like bricking shots. So thanks to my homeboy Nick Friedell for coming through in the clutch, and Tim Kawakami, who's off the 49ers. We will holler at you next time. Leave that 5-star review, like and subscribe, and go check out Nick Friedell's work at The Athletic. That dude is putting in the grind. All right, listen, here's D'Anthony Melton, and we'll see you next time.
You've to recover before,
right?
How difficult is that to, you know, be out and then come back?
Man, sometimes you don't realize it until you actually do it, but I think just the rhythm and the chemistry with not yourself sometimes, but with other players, everybody on the court, because, you know, sometimes guys have seen me work out, but, you know, they ain't played with me in a while, and sometimes you used to play with other players. So I think just trying to find my way, you're trying to find your way with your teammates, but honestly, just talking, having conversations and understand what people like and people don't like.
It seems like no matter how much your shot struggles, you take the same shots, you're still just as aggressive. Is that experience?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think probably earlier in my career, I probably wouldn't have, you know, stayed that aggressive and probably taken some of the shots that I took. But I think that's who I am, and that's who I got to be. And that's why I've been in my career at the same time. So I just got to keep going and keep being aggressive, because when they think you're scared, then they don't want you to shoot. And then all that, you know, all the other stuff builds up. So I'm just like, this is me. This is who I am. But just keep going.
Well, how do you, while you're missing shots, like in your mind, do you still know, like, okay, 2 feet in the paint, still making defenders collapse? You had a couple Iverson assists, right, where you get it up on the glass. Does that stuff pacify you in a moment, or are you still pissed about the shots?
I'm still pretty mad about some of the shots I miss. But I mean, everybody be telling me to just give myself grace. You know what I mean? It's 6 games, 7 games now that I've, you know, been back. So just give yourself grace. And I think how I started the first couple games, I just wanted, you know, more for myself. And I think missing shots, I kind of got a little frustrated with myself and stuff like that. And just, I just got to keep going though.
You know, when you've arrived in this league, when you could just go get the shots up, even if you miss it, right?
Yeah. No, that's a fact.
You weren't always there.
That's a fact. I mean, so I've carved my way through this league, and I've you know, made my stamina. I've done a lot for, you know, certain teams I've been on or whatever it is. And I've put the work in. I think people have seen I've put the work in. That's the most important thing. You know, when your coach has confidence that, you know, he's seen you take that shot 100 times or whatever it is. And that's big for me.
Now, when you're with Steph, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're seeing how they play in Steph, you seem to be really good off moving, like in action, getting the ball going. Yeah. Is that like cognitive? You know that's what you need to do with Steph?
Yeah, just trying to continue to figure it out. Just continue to figure it out. Like, I think the first couple of games I got caught watching, and then now it's like trying to figure it out in terms of what needs to be done and where I need to go and all that other stuff. So,
last question. Do you see how your role on being really good – Do you see how you make the scene really good? Can you envision what you do?
For sure, for sure. I mean, I understand everything that I bring to the table, and I think it's all positive that can be, you know, implicated in the yeah.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.